Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financiera Independencia's 2023 third quarter results conference call. My name is Luke, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. As a reminder, this video conference is being recorded. For opening remarks and introductions, I would now turn the call over to Mr. Jose Maria Cid Michavila, Financiera Independencia's Chief Financial Officer. Mr. Cid, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you for joining Findep's third quarter 2023 results conference call. With me today is Mr. Eduardo Mechmacher, our Chief Executive Officer. We published our third quarter 2023 results yesterday, which are available on our investor relations website, findep.mx. I would like to remind you that the information shared during this conference call may include forward-looking statements and, as such, are subject to assumptions, uncertainties, risks, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those described, including risks that may be beyond the company control. Now, I will turn the turn over to Eduardo Mechmacher.
Thank you, José María. Good morning, everyone. We'll start with some highlights from our third quarter 2023 operations. Reported net profit for the quarter reached 163 million pesos, marking another quarter of strong and consistent performance this year, 7% higher year-on-year. The top line remains strong and operating expenses remain well under control, with costs as percentage of our average portfolio at 32.5% in the context of a decreasing portfolio balance. Liquidity is robust, with cash at 1.4 billion pesos at quarter end, supporting a decrease of 163 million pesos in net debt from the prior quarter. Our equity to asset ratio is at 45% at quarter end, 610 basis points above the same time last year. Our loan portfolio of 7.8 billion pesos decreased 10% year-on-year, including 13% appreciation of the Mexican peso. Under a constant FX rate, the consolidated group portfolio declined 5% year-on-year. Our portfolio based in Mexico posted a 2% year-on-year expansion, whereas our U.S. portfolio declined 13% in dollar terms. In the third quarter 2023, loan origination was 1.13 billion pesos. This figure stands 33% below last year's figure, 30% under constant FX, reflecting a more prudent stance favoring high-quality origination due to recent macroeconomic headwinds. Compared to the prior quarter, loan originations increased 3%, with originations in Mexico growing 8% and those in the U.S. declining 8%. The consolidated NPL ratio, measured as Stage 3 loan portfolio over the total portfolio, stood at 6.5% in the third quarter, unchanged against the last quarter and 50 basis points above the prior year. The provision for loan losses was 357 million pesos in the third quarter, 6% up compared to the prior quarter, but 6% lower than the prior year. PLL to average loans was 18%, flat to the prior year. Findep's write-offs amounted to 382 million pesos in the third quarter, 6% below the second quarter 2023 and 22% up from the prior year. Compared to the average portfolio, trailing 12 months write-offs were 20% versus 14% in the prior year. NPLs plus trailing 12 months write-offs over the total loan portfolio, including trailing 12 months write-offs, was 23% compared with 17% in the prior year. Our coverage ratio was 204%, measured as allowance for loan losses over Stage 3 loans, compared with 202% in the prior quarter and 216% in the prior year. In line with our core strategic priorities, interest-bearing liabilities are down 21% year-on-year, or 14% under constant FX, compared to a 10% decrease in the loan portfolio, or 5% decrease under constant FX. Compared to the prior quarter, interest-bearing liabilities have increased 12% as we work to structure the balance sheet to meet short-term maturities. Cash and cash equivalents reached 1.4 billion pesos, 34% above the prior year, representing 12% of total assets. With this, net debt declined 32% from the prior year, 5 billion pesos in the third quarter 22 to 3.4 billion pesos in the third quarter 23, or a 25% decline under constant FX rate. Our solvency ratio, equity to total assets, of 45% in the third quarter 23 compares favorably to 39% in the prior year. The company's return on equity ratio through the first 9 months of the year was 13.4%, up 10 basis points from the same period in the prior year, and the return on assets ratio was 5.7%, up 30 basis points also compared to the same period in the prior year. When considering tangible equity, our return on equity was consistent with the prior quarter at 17%. Our digital transformation remains our top priority, due to its benefits of amplifying our customer reach, strengthening our origination quality, expediting our processes, and improving our risk management. In Mexico, roughly two-thirds of new originations in the third quarter 23 came from digitally enabled channels, and in the US, 35% of new customers came through our digital channels. Now, I would like to delve into each of our subsidiaries' performance during the quarter. Independencia currently represents 36% of the total portfolio at 2.8 billion pesos with a client base of 166,000. Performing loans decreased 19 million pesos year on year. The Stage 3 loan ratio was 5.9% for the current quarter versus 6.4% in the prior quarter. Apoyo Económico Familiar's loan portfolio was 2.1 billion pesos, representing 27% of the company's total and serving a client base of 97,000. Performing loans grew 73 million pesos year on year. The Stage 3 loan ratio was 7.6% in the current quarter versus 7.9% in the prior quarter. Finally, the loan portfolio for US-based company Apoyo Financiero stood at 2.9 billion pesos, $165 million, with a client base of over 33,000. AFI's loan portfolio represents 37% of the company's total. The Stage 3 loan ratio was 6.2% versus 5.7% in the prior quarter. AFI continues to drive efficiencies in its operating expenses, with a ratio of non-interest expense to the average loan portfolio at 13% in this quarter versus 15% for the same period prior year. This partially offsets the increased credit cost related to continuing pressures from the macroeconomic environment. We are confident this expense discipline will support the business through economic cycles. The overall performance in the quarter once again confirms the success of our strategy of focusing on our core business in our strategic markets while leveraging our expertise in credit analysis and loan origination. Disciplined execution of our strategy has helped us deliver consistent results this quarter and through the first 9 months of the year. I will now hand over the discussion to José María so he can provide additional details of our third quarter results.
Thank you, Eduardo. In third quarter 23, interest income was 1.2 billion pesos, a decrease of 3.1% year over year, despite a 10% decrease in the loan portfolio, or 5% under the constant FX rate. Interest expense of 141 million pesos decreased 7% year over year as we proactively manage outstanding indebtedness in the context of constraints in the portfolio growth and consider renewal options to manage short-term maturities. Net interest income of 1.06 billion pesos declined 3% year over year. The provision for loan losses was 357 million pesos in third quarter 23, 6% lower compared with prior year. Non-interest expenses were 631 million pesos in third quarter 23, or 32.5% as a percentage of average portfolio, highlighting the discipline and control we put in place to manage the expense base in a context of a decreasing portfolio balance. The company maintains a strong financial position in cash and cash equivalents at 1.4 billion pesos, or 12% total assets insolvency ratio of 45%. Net debt measured as interest-bearing liabilities minus cash and cash equivalent of 3.4 billion pesos at the end of the quarter was down 1.6 billion pesos from the prior year as we execute prudent portfolio management. On a sequential basis, net debt decreased 163 million pesos. Our operating cash flow during third quarter 23 reached 621 million pesos. The company's coverage ratio was 204% measured as allowances for loan losses over stage 3 loans, compared to 216% prior year. Overall, the company delivered a solid and consistent results in the quarter and through the first 9 months of the year with disciplined execution of our key priorities. Operator, we'd like to open the call to questions at this time.
Thank you. We will now conduct a Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button located at the bottom of the screen. If you are connected via telephone, please dial star 9. We remind you that all lines have been placed on mute. So when it is your turn to ask a question, you will be given the permission to speak, and you will then be able to unmute yourself and ask your question. Our first question comes from the line of Nicholas Riva. Please state your name and company name and ask your question.
Thanks very much. This is Nicolas Riva from Bank of America. Thanks for the chance to ask questions. So I have a few questions. First one, if you can address a bit the debt maturities next year. So you have the $57 million outstanding on the 2024 due in July. I remember from the last quarter that you also had the bank loan with HSBC, 1.1 million pesos due in April. If you can discuss a bit at this point your plan for refinancing these maturities next year. And especially in light of the fact that we have seen earlier this year downgrades from Fitch to B plus with a negative watch, Moody's as well to B2 with negative outlook, and you know both rating agencies did mention increased refinancing and liquidity risk ahead of their maturities next year. So if you can discuss a bit your plans for next year. And also in this quarter we did see an increase in the cash position, which was positive to $79 million. It seems that it was largely driven by an increase in bank debt. If you can also provide some color on this additional bank debt during the quarter. Thanks.
Thank you for the question. So regarding the 2024 maturities, both of the FinDeb 24s and of HSBC, we are, in the case of HSBC, in very advanced stages of negotiations. So we expect that to be solved by the end of the year. No, we expect that to be solved, and also our intention in terms of the FinDeb 24, as always, is that our debt holders collect in full, and we expect that also to be solved within the next few months. No, with a lot of cushion to the July 24 maturity. So we expect to give you very good news in the next few months, and that should be solved. Once those two maturities are solved, and given what we are currently hearing from different banks, we expect the maturities to be a non-issue for a few years after we have solved those two. So my message here is expect good news in those two fronts. Regarding the cash position, we exactly build the cash position to be able to refinance both of the, refinance the HSBC maturity and to repay the FinDeb 24s as we have already indicated. No, that is our intention. So both things.
Eduardo. Yeah, apologies. If I can do a follow-up. So with respect to the 2024 bond, what you are saying is that we should presumably expect a prepayment at par in the next few months, or even before the July maturity?
In The short answer is
as much as you can see at this point, of course, but
So the short answer is we expect our debt holders to collect in full. I cannot give you an exact date, but we will do it as soon as we can. And of course, as soon as we can actually give you those good news, we would have solved our two big maturity concerns, and therefore we could give very good news to every investor, you know?
Okay, understood. Thanks.
Our expectation is that everybody that has trusted us collects in full, no?
And then as for the increase in the cash balance in the quarter, of course, you did have collections on the loan book being two times the level of loan originations, but there was also an increase in bank debt. If you can discuss a bit further that.
To refinance, particularly with banks, we have to do cleanups. And we are preparing that cash position to do a cleanup, showing strength and availability of lines with other lenders. And I think it's part of the plan for now, hopefully to the end of this year, to have solved all of our short-term maturities.
And Eduardo, so the last one from me. The increase in bank debt that we saw in the third quarter, was that basically secure lending?
It is secure, yes. I mean, it is. We register loans in the national registry for let's say securing those lines. It is not in any shape or form an asset-backed security, no?
Okay. Thanks very much, Eduardo, for the answers.
We will pause once more for questions. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the raise hand button at the bottom of the screen, or if you are on phone, dial star 9. We have not received any further questions at this point. And so that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Jose Maria Cid Michavila for his closing remarks. Oh.
Thank you very much for your time and interest in Financiera Independencia. My contact information is available on our website at financieraindep.mx. If you have any further questions, please let us know. Have a good day. I think there's another question, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, excellent. So good afternoon, first of all, and it's Frank Lehman from Berlin calling, and my questions have pretty much been answered by Nicola Riva, asking them and all about the refinancing. But what I'm kind of struggling is a little bit is, what's the role going to be of the U.S. operation? For a while, I was thinking that that's going to be the dominant factor in your business lineup. And now I'm seeing that this might have, relative to the others, scaled back a little bit. There's, of course, the FX side in the business, but there's, of course, the origination. Why is that? Is the competition too strong? The U.S. economy is running at a positive GDP right now. Interest rates going up. Can you just put that a little bit in perspective? Is this about the balance of the three different businesses we're going to see in the future? And in particular, the U.S. business has always been at times of stress, and the Mexican peso being kind of a source of a natural dollar hedge, which we as bondholders have, of course, profited from. Yeah, that was my question to Eduardo. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the question. So on the long run, we continue believing that the U.S. is one of our most valuable strategic positions. It is a very large, underserved market. Actually, if you were to take the Latin population of the U.S. and separate it as a single country, it would probably be the fifth largest economy in the world. And it is, we still believe it is one of our most important strategic investments. On the short run, we are seeing effects of inflation, where particularly the inflation on food and transportation has had an effect on the segment that we serve. So we do see an increase in risk. And in the short term, we have decided to reduce our originations, to readapt and to the new risk environment in the US. And we are already seeing good, let's say, trends in our portfolio. And I guess as soon as the whole situation of inflation plus potential recession in the US is solved, we will resume growth. Additionally, during this whole period, we have been trying to give the certainty to our debt holders in terms of being very prudent in terms of growth while we are addressing our whole maturities situation. No? So both mm-hmm. things play, the fact that the market is experiencing for once inflation and also the risk of recession, and we want to be very prudent, and also be very prudent in terms of growth to address our maturities. I don't know if there's anything further you would like me to address.
Hi, sorry, I'm back. If the U.S., Eduardo, runs strongly with a positive GDP, and yes, there's inflation, is it your particular client segment that suffers more under the inflation than the average American population? Is there an aspect of that you're concerned about?
So definitely the near prime segment that mm-hmm. We serve has had a, let's say, a different experience than what the general economic indicators show. We do believe there is more risk building up. For example, you see the balances of credit card at mm-hmm. levels are, I mean, way above any historical peak, you know? And you mm-hmm. see that the delinquency of credit cards and especially of auto loans going up. So mm-hmm. we believe that the retail segment is showing more risk than what aggregate global economic indicators would show. Mm. And that's why we're being more prudent. Mm. No?
Mm.
It is already a large operation for us, and we need to manage it with the same level of discipline that we do in every other portfolio. The effect of inflation was stronger in the beginning of the year. And little by little, it has diminished, not because prices have come down, but it's a little bit of people getting used to the new price levels now. But it is a pressure on the available and disposable income of our segment.
Thank you very much, and best of luck for Q4. Thanks for the explanation. I've always wondered about that US aspect. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will pause once more for any further questions. We have not received any further questions at this point. So that concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the call back over to Jose Maria Cid Michavila for his closing remarks.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you all for your interest and time today on today's call. Again, we are available for any further questions that you may have. Have a great day.